Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, well, we, you know, once we got down there a couple of scores, that makes it a little more difficult. But, I mean, certainly try to max protect a little bit more. That can help, you know. Now you don't get as many guys out, but that's one way to do it, you know. We just, you know, there again, we just couldn't get going.
So this one bothered me Sunday night, Jason. Lions, that was Dan Campbell talking about Jared Goff being constantly pressured. And he only was sacked twice, but they were all over him the whole game. The Lions were 0 for 5 on fourth downs. And, you know, maybe I'm biased. My nephew Dylan's a huge Lions fan. Wyman Industries went to the game in Philly Sunday. And I feel like Dan Campbell had a plot going into the game that he thought he was going to need touchdowns. Yes. And that's not the way the game was going, yet he still felt like he needed to go get touchdowns. And instead of taking the points over and over again, they went for it and didn't get close to converting. And frankly, they blew a game they had a chance to steal because they didn't take points on numerous opportunities.
Well, I will say this. He was at the forefront of this. This was part of his MO when he took over as a knee-biting head coach.
Sure.
He had been an interim before, but as a full-time head coach. So he's not a Johnny come lately to this. It's not forcing
it's who he
something.
Is.
It's not, hey, now I'm a tough guy that, you know, I've won a bunch of NFL games. Now I'm a tough guy. This is his thing. And it's won them a lot of games. Now, given where they are right now with him having to take over the offense, and, you know, maybe them not having the smoothest season in the world and him losing both coordinators. I don't know if he didn't trust his defense. Mm. I don't know if he overvalued Philadelphia's ability to move the ball on him.
Because their offense is not good.
But yeah, it was a miscalculation. But you know how it is. Once you do it a couple times, then it's like, well, if I don't keep doing it, then I'm changing my spots or I'm showing I don't believe in them anymore. Am I? And he also just took over the offense. So, like,
yeah,
he's calling the play. So he's probably thinking, all right, that wasn't the best play call. This next time, I'm going to get us over the hump. If it's still Morton calling the plays,
but
maybe
Jason,
he would have said, hey, we're not going for it.
Sometimes don't you adjust to the game flow, though?
I'm not justifying it. I'm trying to explain mindset.
Oh, I agree
with you. Saying...
He did it in San Francisco in the playoffs 2 years ago.
No, I think there's a time and place for everything. And when you get in these playoff-type situations, and you get into this time of the year where it's a dome team, but guess what? It's not always a great night for pitch and catch. It can be really windy on the East Coast that weekend. And maybe you should just take the chip shot field goal or whatever. Like, maybe you should force them to have to chase points a little more. Like, I'm not exonerating him. I'm just saying... I'm also not surprised.
Yeah.
The most surprising thing is that, yes, the Eagles are a great defense. And yes, they're healthier up front in their front seven than they've been in a long time. But when you've got Sonic and Knuckles and that O-line, and yeah, they're a little beat up. But still, you do think you can, like, I can understand why you think I got 10 plays that could work here. No. It turned out
they couldn't find Amon-Ra to save their lives.
No, they didn't have any that could work.
Yeah,
there just has to be a recalibration at some point. You're not asking him to change his stripes and be this uber conservative coach moving forward, but what needs to be done to win the game that night? And the Eagles were just coming off a game against the Packers in which their offense struggled mightily. They were struggling that night. You held them without a touchdown in the second half.
Eagles remind me a little of last year's Chiefs. They're
exactly.
not pretty, but
yeah.
they're winning all these one-score games.
8-2.
Are you Are they the best team in the best record? Are they the best team in the NFC right now?
No, not for me. And I know they beat the Rams head to head.
They seem to own
and
the
they
Rams.
They seem to have their number, but I can remember everybody told me Shanahan had McVay's number, and then he beat him in the playoffs. So, and then he went on and won a Super Bowl. Remind me, how many Super Bowl rings does Kyle Shanahan have?
He has zero.
How many Super Bowl games has he had a lead in and blown?
That would be two.
Yeah. So I and look, who's to say that game, even with the head to head, that game's not played in the perfect conditions of that quasi dome, and not in Philadelphia in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're the best team, but they're really good at winning games and winning games in different ways, and I think that defense is pretty ferocious.
So let's get to the Rams. They beat the Seahawks 21-19. They picked off Sam Darnold four times.
They got his number.
Sean McVay talks about the big divisional win.
Hats off to our group finding a way. Obviously, that's an excellent football team. They are very – they get all the credit that they deserve. You could feel they were a physical, tough football team. I can't say enough about what a great job our defense did to be able to get four interceptions. Cam Kitchens, Darius Williams, Kobe Durant, stop after stop. What a job by Ethan Evans to be able to pin them inside deep at the end right there, forcing them to have to go the length of the field to even get in position to kick a field goal. And then, man, what a great opportunity for us to be able to learn some things offensively. We started off the game, thought we started off pretty well, ended up only having three plays in the second quarter, had some things that we can really learn from in terms of early down efficiency. You get behind the sticks against a great defense like that, but we're never going to apologize for finding ways to be able to win. This is a resilient group. Love what I saw from our defense. I thought special teams made their plays and did an excellent job, with the five times that we did have to punt, and there's going to be some learning opportunities that we can have, but I'm grateful to be a part of this team. I love the way that they just stay connected. They stay together. They're never out of the fight. And, defense and special teams did an excellent job and made enough plays offensively. I thought Kyren ran really well. Started off the game, then we kind of got into a lull. Had some guys kind of get banged up. But it's a great defense. They did a great job, and we'll learn from it and take it from there.
Could listen to him all day. Yeah. Friend of the show, Sean McVay, has made multiple appearances. The defense. This was a defensive game. The Rams really didn't move the ball great. It's because the Seahawks defense played well, but the Seahawks moved the ball up and down the field, and then Sam Darnold gave them the ball four times.
He only wanted to throw the ball to two guys, so like that, they go out and get Shaheed, and it was just Smith and Jigba and the Brenner. That was it. Like he wasn't looking at anywhere. Like you could kind of figure out he really is only trusting two guys here.
Yeah,
and they had to chase the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So they you knew they were gonna scrap the run game, and they're a pass first team anyway. And I think the Rams had a pretty good bead on where the ball was going and who it was going to. And they're the first team in a long time to really hold Smith and Jigba down. I think that team is in Sam Darnold's head a little bit. And it's the Sam Darnold story. Like when it
big games. Yeah.
By the way, the Rams own the Falcons' first round pick.
Yeah.
Just a reminder.
Eighth overall right now.
Yeah, and the Falcons are going to be without Michael Penix for the rest of the year. He's got another, it's the other knee, but a knee injury.
Yeah.
So Rams, they went from F them picks to we'll take your picks, and they've reset pretty well.
There's no moral victories in this league, Jason, but I can't help but come out of that game impressed with Seattle and the fact that their defense really shut down the Rams. The Rams, they were 2-for-11 on third down. You were -3.
Stafford threw for like 130 yards. Yeah, he's been doing that in the first quarter.
Yeah. You were -3 on the road and still had an opportunity to steal this game.
Quickly, let's get to the Chiefs and Broncos. I think we all thought the Chiefs were going to find a way to win this football game. And instead, the Broncos found a way to win this football game. And the Chiefs, they're 500. Like I didn't
see. They haven't been 500 this late in the season since 2014.
Yeah, way pre Mahomes.
Yeah. No, I think they've got issues. I think they clearly have issues, and the quarterback is not having his best season. And this was a year where they really needed him to have his best season. And Rice catches a lot of balls; they just don't go anywhere. They still don't have explosives downfield. The offensive line and whatever's going on there is a problem. Now we've got Reed kind of intimating that Mahomes is checking out of too many runs.
Yes.
There's trouble in paradise there in a way you don't usually see. Oh, yeah. And the Chris Jones is no longer special. And, you know, Carlottis is a nice player, but he's not a game wrecker. So they're having trouble getting, turning people over and getting enough tackles for loss and momentum changing plays out of their defense. It's a really good defense, but they don't get a lot of pressure, and it's a bend don't break kind of thing. And the other team can hold the ball. And look, the Chiefs did it a different way a few years ago, but you could run the numbers. When they got heavy and ran with Pacheco, it was a thing.
Yeah.
They don't have
since he got hurt,
efficiency
he hasn't been the same
in their run game anymore. That O-line, and he would bring in the extra, he'd bring in two tight ends and the extra offensive lineman, and they could bludgeon you with Pacheco. They don't have the ability to do that anymore.
Sunday was the first time where I've got the thought, this might be different for them. Where that was a game that years past, they win.
It was there for the taking.
They win. And Reed coming off a bye, and now you're at 500. And as crazy as it is, and I'm not saying they are going to miss the playoffs, but right now it gets tough because you look at the current wild card landscape. Jacksonville beat them head-to-head. Buffalo beat them head-to-head. The Chargers won the first matchup. They're not going to win a ton of tiebreakers when it gets down to it. They got to go on a run.
Ravens will be back on the practice field getting ready for the Jets tomorrow. We'll be interested what that injury report looks like when they're on the field tomorrow. Alas, we'll get back to the Ravens in a bit, but we all love going to concerts, don't we? I love live music.
Absolutely.
Jason has something to say about concert etiquette next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.